Acts chapter 9. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any men or women belonging to the way, he might bring them to Jerusalem as prisoners. As he went on his way and was approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" He replied, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you need to do." The men traveling with him stood there speechless. They heard the voice, but did not see anyone. They raised Saul up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could not see anything. They took him by the hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days he could not see, and he did not eat or drink. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord told him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. In fact, at this very moment, he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he can regain his sight." Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many people about this man and how much harm he did to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has authority here from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." The Lord said to him, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the people of Israel. Indeed, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Ananias left and entered the house. Laying his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, whom you saw on your way here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.